Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it is.
Total control of the school board. And somebody called in at the end, asked what did I mean about wanting them not to be elected school board. Well, we're going to go into depths about it, because then we'll talk about some other stuff. But, because I really want to have time to dedicate nothing but to that, so y'all can understand, because I just don't believe our community is going to benefit in Chicago. I don't know about nobody else with an elected school board. Outside force is still going to run it. They're going to run the elections in our community, and they're going to really decide what's. And right now, I thought that the most important thing in terms of education down there was look at the curriculum, not for 2025 or 2023, but right now, because our schools are failing, and the black community is behind everybody. And I don't know how that can be, that we be behind everybody. But when you look at the schools and you look at what they do now, from kindergarten up through 12th grade, then you understand, and we have these other forces out here telling folks, drop standards so that you can, so that the black child, who they call disadvantaged, can catch up. And that is about the stupidest stuff I've heard. And if anybody go with that, they got to be crazy for them to say English. I don't know if y'all been following it, you better Google it and look it up. That English is racist, or a person who has to learn how to speak correct English. Well, we're in America where English is taught, you're dealing with the world learning English. And that math is racist, and they're going to drop and bring the math level down. At the same time, you're going to have other children in other schools learning physics, you know, learning the things they need to be physicians, physiologists, scientists, all kind of different stuff they want to be. And they're not saying drop something. Our parents always told us to live up to the standards. And I don't know what have taken a hold of our community. It's like we accept mediocre. And that's why you have a lot of the children right now out there, they don't know anything. They're being guided subliminally when they come out here and shoot and destroy their community. You know, there's some subliminal stuff that goes across the bottom of the TV. And I'm going to have to come back and tell you later, because under Obama, you know, they wasn't able to do that, but he dropped the standard where you can't put subliminal things in the TV. You don't know it's there. Legally, you should not be able to do that, but they petitioned our government when Obama was in, really, and he dropped that, and I'll talk about that at another time. So I don't know why subliminal our children tearing up our community, killing our community, killing our babies, and doing all this stuff. And nobody said anything, like they're scared to say something. But there's a sublimium thing that's going on. Why do you shoot up children? Why do you shoot up old ladies or women when there was a code of conduct? Or you just didn't, all through the gangs, you didn't touch the women, you didn't touch the parents, the grandparents, and the children. But there's some stuff going on to totally destroy us internally and externally, and I don't think we know it. And you got children who have not been really taught educationally how to really do. They want to talk about critical race. That's some baloney. What about critical thinking? How do you think your way through a problem? How do you able to communicate? Because that's where, when you had all these different programs in the schools, you had competition. Boys have to fight. They have to have competition. They have to do things because their body's made of this stuff that's in their body is made up in a way where they have to do certain things. And, you know, to feminize them and say, oh, don't compete. Everybody do this. Everybody do that. South down, south down. You don't have to do this. And then the aggressiveness is coming out. You use their aggressiveness against our community. And there's something going on with what they got. They gave them this darn weed. Is they putting something in that? Some in the weed. I don't know what's going on, but there's some, not just in Chicago, but across this country. Not across this country, but most urban cities. And you got to look at the cities and stuff they're in. So there's a lot we got to deal with. So when you talk about school, they said sheet music now is racist because it's black and white. And why you Google it if you don't believe me, and why you think sheet music is racist, then other folks is walking away with all our music. As Mr. Tillman was talking about last week, Dr. Tillman, about our music. All our stuff, I was looking for something. I was looking at Sam Cooke the other day. A change gonna come. And as I looked at it, it's like something totally different from what I experienced. They put a little stuff of us on there, and the rest was the whole world on there. You had the LBGT, you had the Iranians, you had everybody in the whole world holding up their flag, running all around them, or the change is going to come. Is this Sam did that song for them? And they had very little black folks in there. So when my grandchild looked forward and they see that, they don't know that that's not representative of what a change going to come meant. You know, that was real Jim Crow during that time. So they don't really understand that. But it's like even the history of what happened with the SNCC in Mississippi. They control the museum. They control the museum now in Selma. All of our history is controlled by outsiders. We shouldn't do it well because those who have the means to do it either partner with those folks and let them do it or just don't do it. They don't do it. So I've been trying to figure out, and in prayer too, what it is. Now, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day this weekend. Y'all can come with all that stuff. Oh, we shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. One thing I want to say for Independence Day is that my descendants of enslaved blacks in America, not all this other stuff they're talking about, they never felt like victims. And that's when I got to thinking, our people feeling like victims. We wasn't victims. No, we wasn't. We knew that we was more than whatever our circumstances were. But now they got them folks thinking that they have turned it around because they came up in us and they studied us. What kept you together? How you do this? Then they destroyed us. They bring these little young white kids out, leading and running. You following behind them when they go up to their rich homes and be all right. Or you got other folks who just got here and moving you back because so you can be the third or fourth, as Dr. Anderson said. But we never felt that we was victim. And I was looking and studying over the weekend, last week, all the folks that was, you talked about Tulsa, but the folks in Tulsa believed in God very strongly. And they also was veterans. And they never thought their circumstances where they were. That's why they was able to build, not just by talking the way y'all be talking. I'm going to build of this. I'm going to know that this didn't happen. It's their faith in God and their faith in their belief. Not thinking that you are who this stuff right here, but we are more than. And I looked at a whole lot of folks. And one of the things is that as I looked at a lot of folks, most of the folks, I couldn't find nobody back then who then believe in God who made a difference in our life. I looked at all of who was saying, I said, now how do we get here there? I don't know one thing that I found. Anybody say, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in family, I don't believe in this, I know I'm more than that, that didn't create. If you know somebody who did it, you tell me. It was God and family, and I always had faith in believing in who you are and what you are. That's part of celebrating the 4th of July right now. I ain't listening to all this stuff about, well, I don't belong to, well, where are you going to go? Because you are in America. See, they have to destroy the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. Why? Because we built the country. Here's a country over here, an experiment that all people all over the world is in America, but it was built on our backs. So if they start making us think that we have no kind of stuff, no stake in America, then all of them come. This one, that one Chinese down there, she built, the first thing she did was build her school. Now she got Chinese history being taught in the schools. That one, whereas blacks play around with it. Well, they can't, we got to have this and that and the people of color, when it's very, very simple. We want the descendants of enslaved blacks' history to be taught, and we want black historians to come together to write it. Not no folks who done read a book, and not no folks who did this, but black historians. That's why that critical race theory is a bunch of baloney, and that's why that 1617, because they did not pull the black historians together to put together our history so it can be rightfully told. Why not? I'm going to go a few minutes past. Why not? Because, Ebony, give me one of my sons, God. Why not? Because they don't want you to know the truth. So our children grow up to my critical race theory about if white, black, is not color. I understand who I am, but all white folks are not bad, just like all black folks are not bad. You know, and you live in a world, and we are the parents of all the people. That's why we, you know, life again in Africa, a black man and black woman, we are the mothers and the fathers of the world. And that's why God have us here. And we want people who really talk to you over these phones and tell you what you should be doing. Even folks who are host, they have not been outside America. When they just not went outside, they didn't go there to study. They didn't go up in the bush. They didn't go here. They didn't go there. Or they don't know nothing. They really don't read. So when they tell you your children don't need to know world history, they don't need to know geography, they don't need to know math or English. You know, I had somebody read this to me. And they start reading this stuff. I say, you in the 10th grade? No way. You know, that's why they do not teach children how to read. These children don't even know how to do a letter. They don't know how to do, they don't know pronouns and nouns and adjectives and exclamation points. They don't know any of this stuff. They don't know what goes, you know, what pulls stuff together. They don't know what and mean. They don't know what and buddy is. They just think there's some words. They don't know in English language. That's connected. They don't know that. They don't know this stuff. And when you're going to deal in the world, if you're going to be successful and enjoy all these things y'all enjoying, you got to. Bill Gates, on almost the majority of the land in this country. Most of y'all don't even know it. Go look it up. Why? And you don't even believe in, he wants us to go. You know, you need to just go look at that. But we're not studying that, and we're not teaching our children all that energy they got, what they can be doing with it. So it's got to come out. You can't compete. You can't have sports. You can't have contact. You can't do this. You can't be a man. Now, you know what's interesting is this. They want to celebrate Juneteenth all over the place, but not, and want to tear down Abraham Lincoln's statue. One for Abraham Lincoln, you wouldn't have Juneteenth, which is crazy. I mean, all kind of stuff they're teaching us. No history in our schools should be taught without historians in the black community. I guarantee the Chinese are going to have historians in there. But that state legislator passed a law to teach that history. Why? But ours got to be brown and people of color and critical racism. When they're not teaching our children about sex and everything, but they cannot. When S.B. Fuller believed in God, that's why he made it. He never thought his circumstances where it was. It goes all the way back to his father and his grandfather. Anybody, Ida B. Wells, y'all want to celebrate all the black folks who did something in this country, who believed in God and they believed in family. As we're going to believe, and they didn't believe that our circumstance right here was going to happen. And they went and they served in the service. There would not have been no Wall Street, Black Wall Street, if those men had not went into service and came out and a lot of them built, you ain't, that just one, they make you focus on that one. They make you focus on that one, and then you got Rosewood, you got a lot of stuff in a lot of places, but they got you focusing on the wrong thing. We've always, America's out, it's my country. If you don't want it, then you should leave. But you got Omar, a person who came over here, running. She don't talk about her town back there. Go back and do that. Running, and America brought her in, her family. They said she married her brother to get him in. She got her family here. She got some all over the world. Got them in Britain, in Europe, everywhere, Germany. And she's going to be leading the Democratic caucus. Folks going to be following her to lead. When the only time our people speak up is they talking about social justice or something else, are we going to do this? Not. I'm telling you, we had more, and I'm going to talk about that later too, before we had all of these folks in position than we have now. And I think some of them went there with the understanding they want to do, but somehow they got scared. I think most of our black folks are scared to fight on behalf of black folks. That Lopez guy, he fighting his butt off over crime in his community. I really think he running for mayor. And our folks got to be behind somebody to do something. We can't come out front. Dr. King was out front. Ida B. Wells was out front. All these folks was out front. Harriet Tubman was out front. You want to, Frederick Douglass said America. You never listen to that whole thing what Frederick Douglass said about America. But that little piece satisfies you. Look at the whole piece. If I had time, I would play it. I don't know how long it is. But it'll take too much of my time, I'll tell you. But the America is our country. You give us the right. Why is everybody coming here? Why am I moving to Africa? Why are all the Africans coming here? Why are all these folks coming across the border? They keep your butt looking at this, tearing up your community. When over a million people have come across that border because y'all don't watch the stations, they're sure y'all watch CNN, who was praising the Chinese the other day, who got all this stuff. And then you watch that, but you don't watch a million people. Did you see how many men and soldiers came across that darn border? Did you see them folks at the border with guns and stuff? Fighting and shooting up. They coming. Our men are not even prepared to do that because they shooting women and children. But when you can't think, I'm going to take two more and I'll go. When you can't think, you don't know how to read. I'm telling you, if you get most of these, one thing about, I must say about Jeff Ford and all of them, all our gang, back in that day, they was very smart and they could think critically. Mickey Colby, well, you was on the west side. That's why we came here. They was able to help us. Them brothers, it was different. Just like the sorority was different. The fraternities was different. The Masons was different. The Eastern Star was different. The church was different. Right now, I think in the churches, especially the churches in the black community, they had any sense, they'll pool us resources together and open up some schools. If they're really serious about God, they'd be just like the Catholic people. Open up some schools like we did once before. The AME opened up schools. But that was America. In America, you can do. But they got you thinking you're certain. If you got somebody thinking over and over again, oh, this is your circle. It's just so bad, and you don't go nowhere. You ride somebody. I saw a woman in the paper the other day, this white woman coming up off her fasting for reparation. But I don't need her fasting for no damn reparation. It was in the paper the other day. I don't got a name. Ebony found a name for it. I don't need that. But nobody said, see, the reason they took reparation out the real context, we are in America. And put you all over everything, because if you had repairing the damage and said, this is what I was working on, we're going to build a Marshall Plan. Dr. Andy Thompson would head it up for me and it's part of our group. And in that Marshall Plan, it's going to be just for the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. And we're going to rebuild our community and dealing with our mental health and our economics and our education just right there. And then not all this other stuff. But then they start making you talk about systemic racism. And getting away from them companies, this is in America, when all these companies, J.P. Morgan Chase was giving this little money to y'all that y'all grabbing, these companies was built off the backs of black folks. So if you don't say institutional racism, then you're not going to get what you want. So they got folks all over the place. They got these people all over the place, but you got to get focused. And boys have got to compete, and they got to do stuff. And nothing wrong with little girls doing girl stuff, because mothers got to have motherhood. They have totally came in our community and turned us upside down. That's why y'all don't know what to do, because outside forces, these little these little young crazy white girls and stuff who, you know, they done came in here and then they gone back to their community after they've done this. You got these have you looked how crazy these people are? And you want to follow them instead of following God and pulling our community together and love our babies and pull our children together. That's why I said I'm going to talk about this whole elected school board. We really have some time to take some questions I can really explain to you. Because if the state legislators really want to do something, they go back down and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to return it back to where it was. Before we put Harold in there, when we was fighting the Big Mac, when it was trying to do all that stuff they was doing, we called it the Big Mac in the Board of Education, School Finance Authority and all that, and we had Harold Washington and Dick Newhouse and all of them was on the fighting with us. We were just parents going to jail and everything. But so we turned this whole thing around. We went down there, and Streeter was in the part of the Committee on Education. That's the Committee on Education don't do nothing now. He just got that committee so he can do what Laura say. They really had to bring everybody in there who ran. You got an opportunity to ask them questions on behalf of your community, and the community had time to come in and ask questions and to fight. Marion Stampson, all of us went in there, and we tore that place up at the Education Committee because we was not going to put errors in there. We wanted Martha Bird or somebody else, and we turned Streeter around. You had to vote on everything, the board members and the superintendent. The council had to do that, but Dale had turned that around so he can be in total control. Why are you waiting to do that? This elected school board is going to work against the black community. You spending time on that instead of the education of our children and the history. You're going to go down there and vote and praise that you're doing the Chinese history. It's a whole other story. They want to make you think that they're a victim. We ain't got no victim here. They got all the businesses in our community, and they don't have no black folks. These women, they got no money spending $1,500 on getting their eyelashes and getting their hair and getting their feet and all that stuff done. They're making a whole lot of money off our community, and they don't hire us. But we done got sidetracked. This racism against Asians and this and that. And they have currency and they have country and they have businesses and they have community, and y'all jumping on that mess. That's what I mean. We got to come back, y'all, and you got to study all these people you want to talk about. And one thing they did not do, they did not lift up things that was bad. They worked on it and tried to change it. But what we're doing is right now, we're lifting up all the violence to our children, all them folks who we making them look at those people like they something great versus this. If you notice the shift from Ida B. Wells and all that stuff to this, they got angels and wings on the floor. They got our children into something different. So I'm a patriot. I'm saying all that stuff because if you look at America and you look at the things we accomplished in America, it was God and it was family, and we believed in America. That's why Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman went to Lincoln and asked Lincoln. And they said Frederick Douglass wrote the speech of the Emancipation Proclamation. And they said they would fight and get the people to fight. And that's how you got the Civil War and the slave ending, because of them two who believed and they went to it. These other folks, you know, when you work, when you do things, you feel good. These other folks want you to think about something else. I'll be right back. Talk to Chicago, 69 WVON, 773-591-690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I don't care what you put on. I'll be right back. I'm going to be gone 2 minutes, I think, and I'll come back and take a phone call. Thank you.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
WVON is proud to welcome Dr. Michael Grayson of the Credit and Debt Management Institute every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Protect the most important thing in your financial life, your credit. If you are interested in keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket, tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to Bounce Back.
Dr. Michael Grayson will introduce a new government-backed program that can help you achieve perfect credit in 90 days or less. Call 718-481-3363 to see if you qualify.
It's Mattress Firm's biggest 4th of July sale ever. Hurry in and get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen bed for the price of a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $6.99 on Sealy. or save $500 on all Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattresses. With our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. It's Mattress Firm's biggest 4th of July sale ever. Hurry in and get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen bed for the price of a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $6.99 on Sealy. Or save $500 on all Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattresses. With our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
This is Pam Morris Walton, your gospel sister. Join me each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. for Gospel with Pam Morris Walton.
I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus.
Be inspired, be blessed on 1690 a.m. WVON.
I need just a little more Jesus.
That's God's favorite radio station. See you there.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
In a conversation with me right here in the great city of Chicago, in spite of everybody saying, the great WVON, right here, y'all. I'm just looking at all this stuff. Our number is 773-59169. We're streaming live, www.viewin.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can also iHeartRadio wherever you go. But you, if you miss it, you go on Blog Talk. And I'm going to go back to the phone. I was telling you about the lady who fasts for reparations for black and brown people. Y'all really don't understand. You should look that up. But I'm going to go to the phone and listen to y'all for a minute, because this is really, don't call me to say, I ain't in America, it ain't in my country. Then tell me where you're going to go and go on. Because right now, we're in a crisis in this country, and we got our folks thinking that they're less, letting folks tell them they're less than who they are, and walking our people away from their God or their belief or their strength and their family. So all this other stuff you're participating in, go jump. That's all I got to say. And just like the police brutality, we don't need that. We need more black folks on the police force. Don't tell our children to run away from it. Go in there and protect your community. Well, we don't need no army. Everybody else got one. Go in there and get the B. I mean, it's like you're telling them what not, but you're not giving folks an alternative. Thank you so much. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Ms. Tillman. I got you on the phone and got you on. It's a Saturday because you still on the case about our education with these kids, and you are so right. Let me tell you right quick, Mr. Tim, how I know that you're right, because I went through the public school system, Mason, then Farragut, but you know, I didn't learn all that what you were saying until I got to Chicago State University. It's probably totally right, and I learned it all in one semester. I said, you know what? I could learn this in grammar school, fourth and fifth grade, when to use A versus N and sentence. The I don't, you don't, we don't, they don't, he, she, it doesn't, okay? And we all know what the problem is, Ms. Tillman. The problem is like Ms. Janet Jackson said, we, long as we got a majority of our teachers in our school or our kids are white, we're going to stay undereducated.
But you know, yeah, but I mean, that's an example. We keep, that's talking about what we got, not what we have.
We complain about a way Rahm Emanuel shut down 51 schools, which we should, but we got a black mayor now. And seeing opening schools back up. They said we lost all the population. Well, that's good.
Well, wait, Frank, you said this every week.
Now we can have 20, 22,
You said this every week, but the question is, open them back up to what? I've been talking about the curriculum. The curriculum stinks. They have no curriculum, math, science, English, music, all that stuff. What about the curriculum when all these other races are way ahead of us and our children are behind? You know, they said just Google. And when they write, they just put some of them smiley face on and stuff like that. I was talking about the curriculum, and we can open up our own schools. These churches need to get busy and get together and do like the AME did on the schools, the fraternity. We need our own. We just cannot. We cannot depend on these people, Frank.
Ms. Tillman, and that we should be screaming about. These parents got to give off their butt and go to war for these kids, okay? Mm-hmm. I know we got a lot of single parent moms, but that's the thing that you made. You still got to do your job, okay, and stop letting these schools do what they want to with our kids.
Yeah,
so
you don't fight for your babies. Who you want to fight?
That's right.
The parent equalizing of Chicago fault, the Mollison parents fault. If you don't fight for your children, what you going to fight?
That's
what
right.
You fighting for? It's for the babies.
These suburban white women out there, white people out there, they fight for the kids.
They fight and they stand it up. That's right.
That's right. Let's even say about the 4th of July holiday, Ms. Tillman, you're right about that too. But I'm going to dismiss it as this. Those who want to celebrate it and those who don't want to celebrate it, they have a strong leg, each of them, to stand on. So if they want to celebrate it, let them. If they don't, then let them. Because each one of them got a strong leg to stand on.
Well,
Ms.
you know what's so funny? I'm
not going to
go, but you know what's so funny? I got to go. Some of them just discovered Juneteenth. That's their problem. Thank you so much. And Juneteenth is celebrated for a long time down south and in Oklahoma and then down in Florida. I've spoken at Juneteenth. Juneteenth really was always, it was about Texas. I was in a very remote place, you know, where they didn't know. But all of how you going to replace Juneteenth with our holiday? It's our 4th of July. Come on, y'all. Then we need to talk about, ooh, this phone is lit up. We need to talk about not no Juneteenth. We can talk about some other stuff. That's what we need to talk about. Okay, phone lit up, y'all. Okay, let me talk to Dava. Hello, Dava. Hello, Dava. Hello, Dava. Hello, is she gone? Okay, y'all, my phone. Okay, I don't know what happened. She can call back. Oh, okay. I'm gonna see.
Hello.
Hello, who is this? Hello?
This is Anita.
Who?
Hello?
Who is this?
Anita.
No, you. Oh, no, you got through.
Yeah, I know.
No, you got to be on. I didn't press you. Something's going on with these phones. I don't know, but they're going crazy. All of them lit up, and they. She's going to put you back on hold, Anita. Okay? I tell you, I don't. Hello, Alan?
Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Tillman? You preaching to us, but like I said, it's a radio station. I listen to different calls. You know what Dr. King struck me when he said, I fought for my kids to live in a better world.
Uh-huh.
He didn't fight for black folks. He fought for black folks, but black folks was turning on them, too. They call them all kinds of things, the troublemaker. But he always said, I want my kids to live in a better world, be judged based on character, not color. Some of these black folks are worse. Even Thurgood Marshall, I said, why would he argue from all those white folks? Because he probably one of his kids. I think one of his sons, Thurgood Marshall Jr., he was very successful, too. If nobody fight for their kids, that's already
destroyed. You ain't going to fight for your children, Alan. Something wrong with you, I tell you. I ain't heard from you in a long time. Good to hear from you, Alan. Keep listening.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but a lot of times we just talk this old black talk. It's just talk.
And they're all being black and proud, but it's more than talking about being black and proud. It's about working
right,
out.
Right.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. I mean, y'all will be surprised how many black folks are patriots. You know, I am a black American, and nobody's going to take that away from me. I don't care what nobody say. Why y'all dealing with all these other folks who taking it away? Patrick, some of y'all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Patrick. Hold on for a moment. Those who might have got disconnected, call back. I don't know what's going on with my board. It's lit up, going crazy, and calls getting dropped. Call back, Darvin, all y'all. How you doing, Patrick?
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Just wanted to talk two quick things. You talked about critical thinking. And I think that's one of the things that's missing in our school. That's one of the main things, but that's because of what else you spoke about this morning, the curriculum. It's all about the curriculum. There are a lot of charter schools around the United States, a lot of our schools around the United States, but when you look at the curriculum, when I look at the curriculum of some of these schools like I have in the past, I mean, it's not, like Amos Wilson said, there's no such thing as equal education. If somebody is ahead of you, you can't give the person that's behind the same education because they'll never catch up. You give them a progressive education, an education that moves them forward into the future. You know, these kids should be learning things that's going to be coming up 5, 10 years
from
now.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. When you fly into Montgomery, Alabama, there's a video from the Tuskegee Airmen encouraging black youth to join the Air Force to be airmen. We can celebrate the Tuskegee Airmen, but we want to talk about them at the same time. They believe in faith. They believe in God. They believe in studying. I looked at Patrick. Over the last week, I looked through everybody, not everybody, but a lot of folks who we celebrate and a lot of folks who made things happen for black folks. All of them believe in God and family. They believed in God and family, and they believed in America, and they knew they didn't believe they were what the circumstances were. They knew they was better than that.
Absolutely, and they believed in they were made to believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about the curriculum, like you said. That is so important, and I don't hear enough people. I hear a lot of people talking about education, but they stay away from the whole curriculum thing. Well, what's the curriculum? What are they going to learn?
They're talking about indoctrination. These folks are talking about, and the same folks who talk that stuff, ask them what school their children go to. Very few elected officials or leaders' children go to public schools, and that's a fact.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I didn't go to public school necessarily, and that's how I went to public school for part of my childhood, but not all of it.
Yeah, that's
so
why
I saw
you're
both
smart.
Sides.
Yeah.
That's why I saw both sides.
My children pulled their children out of public schools. I couldn't even make them let them stay, you know. And it's like night and day.
But they try to make you feel bad if you keep if you want to try to get your children a better education than what they're getting. They try to make you feel bad and say that you're not supporting your public schools. And it's like, how are you going to tell a parent?
All these tax dollars they got, they being supported. Give the money back. Shoot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How are you going to tell a parent that they should give their children substandard education?
Parents of America need to sue Patrick. Maybe you to get a suit going on. Let's talk next week,
maybe.
Patrick. Let's sue it a little bit.
Let's do that.
This is terrible. This is just really terrible. Tony.
Hey, Mrs. Tillman. Hey, how you doing? I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your base and what you're talking about. I'm going to get right to the subject. When you're talking about education and African Americans, blacks, or whatever, I believe this, that this particular generation that is doing what they're doing, I believe that's a lost generation.
Wait. The question is why they lost. They're functionally illiterate. They can't read, they can't write, and they can't think. Not 100%, but they had schools that it came from a continuous progress, master learning on up. And I think it's by design so that all these folks they bringing in, you know, can take over. They got special education. They really putting a lot of money to all these millions of folks from across the world coming in at the border to America. And we don't have anything. They're being indoctrinated and not educated. That's how I feel, our people.
The leadership is so weak. This leadership is so weak.
It is.
And I want to say this. With these ministers, these black ministers, every election time you bring in the same politicians and you say one word and I get up and walk out of your church and you say this word, the honorable such and such, honorable.
Well, say, what's honorable about this person, huh?
Right. This man been in politics for the last 40 years and you still in the same position that you're in and you're too scared to slate your own candidates.
Well, let me just say this. I think we need to get a whole nother look at this. My thing is, these folks we done put it off on, I'm so disgusted. I think if we don't put together a platform of what we want to do, we're going to do it. One thing about Pastor Andrew Hunt, he don't say that about people. He's very cautious about politics. He really don't like them. He said, don't come. He's really all right. Thank you so much. This is some deep stuff, y'all. This is real deep. It's, I don't see no name up here, so I'm going to put it back on hold till I get a name. Okay, put that on hold. I didn't have no name on that. Okay. Blomp.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Shalom. We don't die, we multiply.
Give me a minute.
Black power forever.
Okay, well, give me
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, come on. I got you before I
went. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I just wanted to wish all the brothers and sisters, and especially WDON, to a happy 4th of July tomorrow.
You're
going
to
be at National Black.
You going to put flags on Harold Washington's grave today?
No, not today.
Okay.
We do that on April 15th on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be at National Black Wall Street, Chicago, 4655 South Dr. King Drive, room 203, and we'll be celebrating our independent freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity.
Okay, thank
at
you.
2:30 to 4:30.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mama D? Mama D?
Yes, hallelujah. Greetings to you. You know, we understood that you had to be three times better to get the same opportunity as other people.
Right.
Yesterday, the chief of the Cherokee Nation said on the Shantita Jackson show, Mama D needs 2 hours to answer that question. Today, as a co-host on the Eddie Reed show, I will have 2 hours
okay,
to answer
well,
that
I
question.
Said I can go to the next person because you got 2 hours a day on the Eddie Reed show. Okay, I think that's going to be good. Y'all, make sure y'all listen in. That's really good because Mom D have a lot of stuff to say, and I really appreciate her. Okay, that's she told you. That's good. Anita? Anita?
Hey, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
All right, you got a minute or 30 seconds? I've been a minute. I got
Okay, my family always celebrates 4th of July, and Elijah Muhammad was on the education and the family. It's not the church that failed. The people ran away from God, and they got into materialism
mm-hmm.
and whatever else they wanted to. So do not let them get punished, Dorothy, and you go forward, okay?
Thank you, Anita. Thank you so much. They're worshiping the wrong God. I studied. That's what you're playing for me. I can't hear you. Who is that? His faithful lightning up his terrible wisdom. Okay. Artists also understood the music. I had several songs that y'all was expecting up my ear. This is Whitney Houston, y'all. We look at this Marvin Gaye, all our folks. We had all our folks who believe in God. They believe in us. They believe in this country. They believe in family. Y'all ain't got tricked. And the people tricking y'all still got their feet on y'all neck. And it's worse because they're making you feel like you can't do nothing. Okay? Call for the in the conversation with me, 773-991-6290, we're streaming live. www.bun.com, our heart radio is crossing with the team. And y'all gonna come on back and talk to me on our heart radio and Mrs. Blog Talk. You're at the right time. We'll be right back, y'all. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We're in Houston.
Cosby just walked out of a Pennsylvania state prison because that 2018 sexual assault conviction was overturned. The state Supreme Court said Cosby's trial was tainted because it allowed past alleged sexual assaults to be presented. Attorney Gloria Allred, the lawyer for 33 Cosby accusers, said in a statement that despite the decision, this was an important fight for justice and that it does not vindicate Bill Cosby's conduct.
Prosecutors are considering filing third-degree murder charges against three former Minneapolis police officers and the death of George Floyd. The Minnesota Court of Appeals ruled that prosecutors may file additional charges against former officers J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. The ex-cops are currently charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. They are scheduled for trial in March.
A Manhattan, New York City grand jury has indicted a top Trump Organization executive with grand larceny, along with several other crimes, including conspiracy. Here's the Black Information Network's Mike Moore with the story.
Alan Weisselberg, chief financial officer of former President Donald Trump's family business, has already surrendered to authorities. Prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office have spent months examining bonuses and perks that Weisselberg reportedly received. The indictment is expected to ramp up the pressure on the 73-year-old to cooperate with prosecutors. Former President Donald Trump has called this ongoing investigation political persecution. I'm Mike Moore on the Black Information Network.
During the arraignment, Weisselberg entered a plea of not guilty. He was released with the next court date set for September 20th for a status hearing.
Ethiopia's prime minister says his troops may have ended its military operation in the Tigray region, but they certainly were not defeated by rebel soldiers. Addressing a crowd in a hotel ballroom in Ethiopia's capital, Prime Minister Ahmed said the conditions in the region had become unbearable for his troops. The eight-month war between his government and the Tigray Defense Forces resulted in reported extreme famine in the region. The rebels have taken back control of the region, and Ahmed said it is now time for more pressing issues, such as the coronavirus pandemic.
We end with a South Florida man haunted by the memory of his last phone call with his mother. Pablo Rodriguez's mother, Elena Blashear, lived on the 11th floor in Champlain Tower South in Surfside, Florida. In a phone call last week, Rodriguez said his mother complained of a creaking noise that kept her from a good night's sleep. Hours later, the condo collapsed. 65-year-old Blashear and her 88-year-old mother remain unaccounted for. Rodriguez tells Local 10 News he didn't pay much attention to what his mother said at the time, but now it's a detail he will never forget. I'm Jaleesa Chapman, along with Ray Harris, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Vine TV welcomes a new judge show that everyone will be talking about. It's Lynn Richardson, America's money guru and host of WBON's Millionaire Roundtable in Debtor's Court. It's financial drama mixed with Lynn Richardson's straight no-chaser money advice. Watch episodes of Debtor's Court available now on Vine TV. You can find us on Roku, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Fire, or at VON.TV. Move over, Judge Judy. There's a new gavel in town. It's Lynn Richardson's Debtor's Court.
Also watch new episodes of America's favorite food critic couple, the Black Foodies, as they travel all over the country sampling black cuisine.
Vine TV is where vision meets volume.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Don't need the road we
some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me, God allowed me to go to the mountaintop. You know, it might not get that with you, but we as a people will get to the mountaintop. One thing Dr. King did talk about is what God allowed him to do. All of our movements, all our progress believes in God and family, and we didn't try to destroy America. We tried to make America better. It's 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take that deep breath. Because if you really are black and you're a black American, you need this. Don't be played out of position while everybody else take your position. Let's go, y'all. It's time. Take a deep breath. We're going to do it for the Trinity. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. Come on, come on. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you? Mr. Second in Command, is that black enough for you?
Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We're gonna move on up one by one. We ain't gonna stop until the work is done. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We gotta move on up two by two. This whole world is gonna be brand new. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? Get in line. Start marching in time.
Stop marching in time. Get in line. That's what I mean about our artists who really was working for us. Let's go, y'all.
I come here tonight and plead.
He's trying to plead with you. Y'all won't listen. He being used.
Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us.
Nobody can do it for us.
No document.
No document, no little young white women and girls and stuff. We got to do this, y'all.
Proclamation can do this for us. No
yeah, yeah.
Tennysonian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
His own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't nobody take your manhood. You want, well, they done took it, y'all, already. Take it back.
Can anybody take your manhood?
They've been working on it. They couldn't do it from enslavement up until now.
Be proud of our heritage. Somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
You can't
of.
Be proud of something you don't know.
Somebody told a lie.
Told a lie, told a lie, told a lie.
They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
That's why y'all following me. That's why, look, work with people, not for people.
But I want to get the language
get it
right.
Straight and be ready for your people.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, and I'm black and I'm beautiful. We are back to our second hour, y'all. It went so fast because I want to stay on what we own. I don't want to go all across the board. I'm talking about it's patriotic to know and have your education. Who are you? Why aren't you getting on the police force so you can patrol our community? Why aren't you joining the service? Why aren't you making sure these schools and stuff, you know, are what they should be? Why are we being fourth-class citizens when you got, they finna do the Asians' history and you don't have black history, you got black indoctrination? black and browns that are putting it together, and get some historians to put our history together. Some historian, not folks just writing the paper. You know, we are really in trouble here, but we don't have to be. If a person can't think, that's one thing Mr. Tillman said last week. Dr. Tillman said that they're taking folks' ability to think away. I looked at everything since we've been in this country. It was always God and family. We never got away, and we never let nobody tell us our circumstances is who we are. That's why Ida B. Wells gave up her, you know, everything to follow him. Everybody. But it was always a God and knowing who you are. But we done gave it up. Politically, educational, our communities. These other folks talk, but you're giving up your community. There's nobody there that's protecting our communities so they can be ours. And that's a whole nother show that I'm going to do about our community and how we do and the land we're giving them, how folks playing with us. That's whole. Because when you look at what you've given up, your political empowerment. Let me talk to you about it. The Board of Election, ran by a Latina, Asian, one of them. You want to talk about the history. Clerk of the Circuit Court that Dorothy Brown was at. We could have had Richard Borkin, but y'all put Latina. This is important. See, they're moving. Not just them. All other folks here are moving. Every folks who came to this country are moving in a way and claiming while you just disclaiming. It ain't just them. It's all of them, whether you're in the health field or wherever you are. The descendants of enslaved is taking a back seat. Then when you look at the treasurer of the state, Asian, Latina. When you look at the clerk of the city clerk, Latina. I want you, when you look at the person that Welch put over to do the remap, you put a Latino woman over the remap. I mean, y'all got to be very clear. Who's looking at this whole educational piece? They like to the school board. I'm saying, and then you look at Chewy, look at all these folks who rise up. You look at Omar, who just got here, who just leading it in direction talking. Our people only come on when they're told to come on and talk. They got a script in their hand. Or if it's about somebody getting shot, justice, and there's always something else. It ain't got nothing to do with the whole economic piece demanding that blacks have economics, have land, have buildings and stuff. Nope. So we're being played from our history. Our pain is their gain. And we believe we're doing something right. They got y'all all right. I'm about to call Steele. We talking about the Steele. That ain't got nothing to do with no bone right bill, what happened the other day. Don't be fooled. For somebody to follow Omar, y'all got to tell her to go back where she came from. She shouldn't even be a congressman. You got to leave over there in Detroit that them black folks put in over Linda Young, a black woman, who took John Conyers' place. All she talk about is her family over the Palestinians over there, her family, her grandmama, and all that stuff. There's an implosion going on in the country, but there's a real implosion going on in the black community. Talk of Chicago, 69 WV and 773-591-1690. You're streaming live, Triple Top, you're streaming live, TripleWN.com. You're on iHeartRadio. Tickets wherever you go. I was laughing. Y'all, I saw something. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. Linda Jones, I meant in Detroit. I said Little Johnson. I'm sorry. Also, my son, Jimmy Tillman II, got a handbook of great black American patriots available on the 4th of July. Well, you deal with all the patriots. You can get him on Black Voices on WTTW. It's coming up. Make sure you watch him. I'm going to get him and talk about it one day, sometime later on in the month or next month. He majored in black history when he was in college and education. So he's trying to put that history, that money I spent on his education to work. So he got together a book of Tillman's Handbook of Great Black American Patriots. And it's available today on Amazon. And I don't know what Ebony put up there, I tell you. But I said he was a historian who was... that's what he studied in school. But I was wondering, other than talking to me all, talking my ear off, I was wondering when he was going to put it in. Let me go back to the phone, y'all. But before I do that, let me hear some of this American. See, Black Patriots, Black Patriots goes to our music. Black Music of Patriots is a good one. Uh-huh. Aretha Franklin. This is let's go to Jane Brown. Are you ready to go to Jane Brown? Living in America. Y'all call. We're going to talk. Tell them what you're thinking. And Mama D, that wasn't me that dropped you. Just know that. I didn't drop you. We was running out of time, and I think it got dropped. Just know I didn't drop you, Mama D, my sister. Hey! Our artists and our people and our leaders knew God, and they knew this was our country. But everybody's coming here talking about, oh, this is mine. I came here to do this and do that, and they doing it too. While you running around here acting like, oh, Lord, poor little old pity for me. Yeah, make you be victim so you can't think. Your brain. There's a God, y'all. Talk is cheap. We got to change our way of thinking. I know some of y'all be getting mad at me. Look like y'all was mad at me doing the mayoral election and presidential election. I try to tell you the truth because I'm not stuck on nobody but black folks. Hey! Miss Engineer. All right. All right, y'all. He said working and it makes you feel better. You bring home some living in America and everybody else is coming and building and doing stuff and they make you think you can't do nothing. I'm so glad not that far ago, 50 years ago, didn't believe that. Okay, we're back, y'all. Let me see Robin Fields. Robin Fields?
Good morning.
Yes.
Hey, Ms. Tillman, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, good. Yes, ma'am. I was calling to just inform you guys we're having some community awareness meetings. Because I know you've been talking about this education system, especially within the black community. And so just we're having meetings to inform parents about SB 818, the sexually explicit curriculum. We talked about this several times before. And
well,
so,
you know, Phil, I heard some of the white parents fighting it, but I don't think the black parents really understand that curriculum that's going in the public schools. They don't understand it. They don't even know about it.
I think you're right, and that's why we're mobilizing right now to bring the information to inform the black communities throughout the city of Chicago. So we're targeting all 50 wards. Our first meeting will be July 12th. At 6 o'clock, and so they can visit our
website. Well, actually, why are you targeting wards rather than communities?
Well,
hold up. That's how we take things to the political, all 50 wards. Why not communities, where you look at the different black communities and how community means rather than the ward, you know, that takes away something. You say we're targeting different black communities to do that. Why not that?
Yeah, well, we are. They're called community awareness meetings. I just use the word ward. I guess that's more of an internal word for us as we're targeting the communities. But, no, we're aggressively looking at the demographic and literally targeting the black communities.
Okay, no. Fields, and I'm about to go. What I'm trying to get folks to understand that we live in communities, not neighborhoods. Yeah. We live in communities. There's the Grand Boulevard community, Douglas community, different communities. When they are planning, they plan by communities. They don't plan by wards. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. So start saying that. Thank you. Okay, y'all, we say that because that's the only way we have a sense of thinking. We don't think about the Grand Boulevard community, the Oakland community. When you hear them folks talking and then you look, the people open the paper up and they see these different communities, what ward is that? You know, it's another kind of thing. That's all I'm trying to say, Ms. Fields, nothing else other than that. Communities. Darville.
Yes, hello.
All right.
Am I on yet? God bless you for allowing me to come in. I've been waiting for an hour and a half.
Oh, well, you know you hung up, Dob. I just saw you on another line.
I
You know what? I have three phones that I work with. I'm sorry. But
I did come to you, and you wasn't there.
I know. I mean, I'm here, sweetie. You know how long I've been knowing you.
Okay.
And you don't even realize that you are the one who sent me to Bobby Rush's office 30-some years ago. And from there, that's it. I've been in politics 40 years, but you sent me to Congressman, well, he wasn't Congressman at the time, but you sent me to his office. And so I wanted to thank you for that because I've been skyrocketing ever since. But let me share this with you. This is the problem of our people. I'm going to call you Alderman, but you were an Alderman. I still respect you for being an Alderman of the Third Ward.
Mm-hmm.
We have insecurity and inferiority problems. That's what's wrong with us, issues. We don't understand that we are trying to do things that is not what we should be doing, as you just said. I listened to you for an hour and a half, and everything you said was true. Now, you're right.
Uh-huh.
We need to go back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh and Yeshua need to go. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we are who we are, Judah and Israel. But we took on a whole lifestyle of other people. We give our money to every race of people. We give our money to Chinese, Korean, white, and everything else. We do not stick together. Hold on. Then we help black sellouts. Don't forget about the fuku step by the door. Don't forget about the handkerchief head Negro. Don't forget about the sellout Negro. Don't forget about those in the field and those in the house Negroes. And so I'm saying this is because we have to stop talking, woman of God. We are not walking the walk. So the walk is get up and do something. So what I did, I formed five organizations and a ministry. I am the president of one of the big park districts. I also have the Women Are Rising with Men on a mission to go back and take our children back and to raise them up with God.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to allow us to get ahead, woman of God, because you just said it. It ain't even about money. It ain't about tools or nothing. What about the LGBTQ? Don't no black people talk about that. Jimmy Tillman is the one that called me on the phone and said, my sister, you all talking about the COVID, but what about our children? I said, Jimmy, hold up. You a black history major. I understand. I'm a marketing major.
Well, hold on. I let you on, and I'll interrupt you. Let me just say this. First of all, I disagree that we don't stick together. We do stick together. Every time, I know that's a fact. No, I want to say that.
Excuse me.
Is somebody talking over? Excuse me, let me tell you. Anytime black folks have came and decided to do something, black folks supported it. Whether it was Johnson's book or whether it was when we was dealing in over there in the Grand Boulevard community. When you give in any kind of little business we got now, black folks go to, we do stick together. The question is, what is presented to the masses? I believe in the masses. You give the right information to them, they will respond. But you got a handful of folks who think somebody's serving them, and they're not giving the right information, the right things, or the right tools, economic and education. God, economic education, family. So blacks stick together. We got to stop saying that because our children believe blacks do stick together. Those who reap the education, economic, and political benefits of our struggle are not coming back and giving back to the community. I think that's the problem, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, I tell all my – I have 50% of my friends have problems to do. And I tell them one thing, but y'all in the elevator went up. Y'all didn't bring the elevator back down to the ground. So you go and get yours, but you said we get yours too. But I got everything for everybody. I'm the Lottie Dottie lady.
Okay.
And watch me roll.
Okay, I got to go. I let you talk because you waited so long. You've been on the line since 6 o'clock this morning. But you talk about the upside-down tea that Dr. Anderson talks about in Powernomics. It's a lot of stuff we got to look at and we got to deal with. And I believe that a lot of our leadership, when you elect, get them in office, they go there with one thing and something happens. And, you know, something happened. And the question is, how do we... The only time the black elected officials were held accountable was under Harold Washington because the black community was really activated. But you got all elected officials are not necessarily not caring. Some of them just don't have no support or know what to do, but we got to do something here. But I do know, like in Springfield, they can put together our history and say this is what we want. We want to bring together some historians, and we demand that black history that Senator Shaw passed and sent a brick in the in the state a long time ago, put it in there. We want to make sure that our children are taught reading and math and science and music and all those things. Those are things they can do. And the elected official who have to sign off on everything can say, no, this land ain't going to them. We want a 70-30 plan, which I'm going to talk about later at another time. We want to make sure that this land go to black folks. You got to remember once, just when I was in office, but since that they've broken it up, you had most of the land in the city of Chicago, most of the land in the city of Chicago was represented by black folks. And they had an opportunity to build for our people, but they got kind of scared. These people scared them, so it was post-traumatic slavery syndrome. Thank you, Darvin. Sometimes we don't think that we can work on behalf of our people. We have to put other folks in. That don't mean you hate anybody, because I don't hate nobody. I have all kind of friends, but I love black people. Remember that when we came to this country, we worked and we built this country. Black labor, white, so you have to have other folks to pervert those things that happened to us and things we went through to use for their own good and their greater good. And they got our children, and not just the children, a lot of black folks thinking, oh, no, this person ain't nothing. They vote based off of feelings rather than facts. Or they say they're raising up a lot of violent stuff to have our children look at versus some other stuff. And they have not studied, and they're not looking for God. I want to play another song here. I'm trying to play all this music. 773-591-69. I know y'all might not like what I'm saying, but ain't too much I can do about it. Ray Charles, y'all. Our artists understood who they were. And don't forget, Tillman's Handbook, A Great Black American Patriot. A Guide to National Parks and Land, whatever she says, Fashion Museum, Historical Places. So you're putting this history together. Okay, y'all. I got a few lines open. I see y'all calling. I'll be right back. Listen to Ray Charles, y'all. And I'll be back with Mother Sue and the rest of you.
Oh, beautiful.
How long is that song?
Heroes proved. 773-591-69
with Street. Come on, y'all. Ray Charles. And call me if you've been in the service. And call me and tell me if you think this country's yours. If not, where you going? Let's talk about our descendants of enslaved blacks in America.
America.
Yeah. It's our country, y'all. Hey! Yeah! We're gonna be celebrating Independence Day. Not just because of the independence, but because we are black Americans and we built this place. And remember Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and all the patriots that went before them, who fought and gave their life, who went to Lincoln and said, we want this. We want to remember Miss Rosie Parks. We want to remember Mrs. King, who fought to get a holiday. Yeah. I'm going to remember all those patriots, women and men that you don't know about.
America.
Yeah, it wasn't just Wall Street and Tulsa, it was also Rosewood. Yeah, we're going to remember all the ministers and those folks who really did something. Let's remember George Washington Carver. Let's remember Booker T. Washington. Hey, y'all, America, the airmen, John Johnson, S.P. Fuller, Earl Grey, how to be well. Let's remember. So just, yeah. River Cloud Bethune. Yeah. Since that. America, y'all. Let's remember. We did it in spite of what our God. Woo, from sea to shining sea. Come on back, y'all. We are more than what these folks trying to make us think we are. Stop feeling like victims. Reverend Witherspoon. Reverend Witherspoon.
President needs prayer. But the president.
Reverend Witherspoon.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I feel, woman of God, that politics have separated a lot of black people. See, they have separated. We forgot God. When we were focused on doing the will of God, God would bless us.
Yeah.
Like you always have focused on God, and you forget who you were. When you got in politics at the arm of the Third War, you didn't forget your God, and you didn't forget your people. That's why I appreciate you.
You know what, Reverend Witherspoon? I went in office not as a politician, but as a leader to carry out the dream of Dr. King and Harold Washington. Harold Washington asked me to go in there. He appointed me. So, you know, I wasn't trying to be queen for a day. I was just trying to make sure that you leave something behind for black people. I went there for black people and didn't make no excuses for that.
I appreciate that. You stayed focused. That way I have blessed you and your whole family. You stood for the underdog, the people that didn't have no voice. You just shake the city council up. I remember you, how you stand up the city council. Linda Crawford, you confirmed that express. You and Linda Crawford, all of the Queen War. I remember that. I watched you over at least 30 years.
Thank you. I'm going to do a political show. I'm going to do a political show one day. I'm just trying to figure out when.
Right.
I'm writing right now, but I'm going to do a political show one day. I don't know when, but I'm going to really try to lay these folks out so the folks can understand where are we now. Since the Civil Rights Bill was passed, we got more for black folks then than we doing now. It is because our people might not understand government. What do we do to help? Or what do we do to get rid of some of them? But let's try to help. Thank you so much. Thank you, Reverend Witherspoon. I don't know who, maybe, I hope he hung up. I hope y'all didn't. And like I said, Mama D, I didn't hang up on you. That was because we were going to a break. Who is this? Rosetta?
Yeah. Yeah, Rosita, how are you
morning? I'm fine. How you doing?
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of things you were talking about earlier, the removal of phonics, spelling, and penmanship out of the curriculum in, I guess it was the late 90s, early 2000s. So that's one of the reasons why the children are not able to read and spell, you were talking about, because they don't get spelling anymore. And a lot of the phonics things, curriculum was taken out. A lot of things have gone on. We also, I'm the president of CROSS Teachers. We do advocacy for the over 10,000 African-American teachers terminated, and also nationwide there are almost 200,000.
Hold up there for a minute. Hold up. You just said something that perked my ears. Well, if you got that many teachers, why can't y'all do like Marvin Collins and begin opening schools across this country? Marvin Collins, Collins said that we inspired her to parent. Marvin's parent, when we was fighting, she got frustrated. We was fighting about master learning and all. She told me we inspired her to go open her school up. So, I mean, is that many y'all? Why can't y'all open y'all schools?
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't have – I have Teach for the Future Incorporated, where we do college tours and
No. Before you get to college, I'm not saying – I appreciate what you're saying. I don't want you to think I'm locking you. I'm saying if it's that many teachers, just like these churches got teachers that's sitting up in their schools, you can start. It's just a matter of doing time. Folks don't want to take the time without you. Y'all can do something about schools. Just do some schools, a few schools, spread it out and see how it works.
I agree, but I'm doing my part. I have my own education organization where we do education. So, but I agree. They are here. They're over 10,000 out.
What can we do, though?
Why.
What can we do? I almost feel like having a, what can we do? If it's that many of y'all to take and educate our babies, what can we do? And I'll ask that in earnest. I'm not asking that to...
Well, first of all, we're meeting today. We have a Zoom meeting today with some of the teachers, and those are some things we talk about, you know, what we can do, because a lot of people have been kicked out of the system. They're
right.
put on the do not hire list.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lawsuit going where we are still looking for people to join our lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the teachers are out of the system. They're doing other things. Because they're in survival mode.
I understand
so
that.
We've got to get our educators back in the system. They're all on the do not hire list, so even if they want to come back, they can't. A lot of them are financially strapped.
Why are they on do not hire list? That's what I wonder.
Well, because once you leave CPS and some of these other districts, you know, they don't want you back. So they put you on the do not hire list.
Well, let's figure
so
out something. I got to take a break, they told me. I got to take a break. And I would have came back to it, but she done hung up. Because that's something to look at. Most of y'all go to churches. I would come back to it, but she hung up. Call me back and see can you get through. Talk to Chicago 1690, WON, our number 773-591-690. We're streaming live, www.won.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. If you miss it, you can go back on Blog Talk and get us. I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes, but I want the educator to call me back because I want to talk about this education. I didn't mean for you to hang up when I said take a break. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back. I'll be gone for 2 minutes. Come on back and talk to me.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
A little pop, a little blue, and Elvis blue suede shoes. Oh, that's America. That's America.
We let other folks from racism take over.
That's
and making you be dumb.
To
Top of Chicago, 1690 WVON, 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.won.com. We on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can also get us on Blog Talk if you missed us. Happy birthday. Y'all might remember Irma Anthony, who used to be our clerk like down at the City Hall a long time ago. She every resolution, anything you wanted, she was back there. She was like one of in the back of City Hall. She the one that did all of them resolutions, any kind of information you wanted. I missed her. Her birthday was last week, so I want to just say a happy belated birthday to her, her birthday, and she's retired and everything. I don't know what Tim's last name is. They've been on type for me who passed, and I don't know when his service is. But anyway, let me just say that I'm celebrating I'm celebrating Independence Day because of Harriet Tubman, and I want y'all to listen to the whole tape on Frederick Douglass, not just one little thing that somebody giving to you. Listen to it, and Dr. King got one. Everybody got one, but this, we never wanted to make America destroy America. We wanted it to live up to its creed and live up to the Constitution and live up to all the other stuff. But what have happened is when you go to YouTube and find any of this stuff, Sam Cooke Change is going to come. They have all these people floating around. They might throw a little of you in. Our pain, their gain, y'all. But we have to do this for our children. And that's my biggest concern. If you see babies getting shot, children, and even young men, but when you see that, what is going on, and then you see millions crossing the border, those folks are army people. They're coming. And then you see your community. That's why I was saying to Darwin about communities just being destroyed, then you just wonder. And I think that Guy Lopez, whatever his name is, trying to set himself up to run for mayor. And y'all going to run right behind him, just like y'all ran behind Laura. You know, she is the mayor. And she don't have, let me just say this before I go to back to the phone. To take, and what's happening in Chicago is wrong, just like y'all said y'all was putting in there because y'all felt she could stop the violence because she was from the feds, and she was going to put these folks in jail and all that stuff. Y'all voted for the wrong reason. Rather than saying, what are we going to have? Who can do this? Who can run this city? Or who can do this? But said all that, she's not responsible for everything in this city by herself. You have representation. Folks were deflated. You got elected officials who are aldermen, who are responsible, and they need to stop and sit down and figure out what to do. Like we did when Harold came and walk your ward and talk to the people, just like that Lopez is doing. Then you got your state senators and state reps. They also represent. They can just see these folks represent you. You got your congressman. That Congressman Davis said something very profound the other day. I can't remember what it was, but Anessa was saying that we got to go back and have some family come together. I'm gonna have Evan to find his tape. What he said, I almost forgot. But you got all these representatives who've been in your face for you to vote. They, too, are responsible for this. What needs to happen is all of them need to come together and look at it and say, what can we do? All this hollering and screaming and separate, pausing for the cameras and talking this stuff is not stopping this. You know, that Black Caucus state federal, whatever, y'all, they need to come together and say, what is going on here? What can we do? You can't hide and just go to the press and say, blah, 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 blah. These are your constituency. You know, you can't just do that. And usually when we tried to get somebody, it was based off of we thought they would support us and they would work on behalf of the community. I remember when Margaret Smith, you know, and I'm going to come and explain y'all in a minute. Don't go nowhere. You know, we used to have meetings and captains and community reps who would know the people. And even in areas we knew, I remember when Margaret Smith, she always came to my meeting, my state rep came to my meeting, my congressman, all of our folks we met, everybody in that area. And Margaret Smith told me she was going to resign. She told me in advance. And I remember when she resigned. And so you have to have those relationships. People from everywhere was trying to get that seat. Because I had most of the weighted votes, and I decided, okay, I knew Maddie Hunter was working, had been working with Vince Bateman, and she had this community thing about her, and everybody from everywhere was trying to get that seat. I had most of the weighted votes, and because of the relationship I had with John Daly and the rest of the, I was able to say, hey, I'm taking this seat. Y'all ain't going to get it, even though he had but a few votes, and I had a few votes in the Latino community, but most of the blacks had to vote. All the blacks had most of the votes. So we were able to come together and select. And I selected, recommended, with my weighted votes, Senator Mattie Hunter. That's how she got to be senator. Now, that's power, selecting someone because you think that they came from a community organization and they fought. That same stuff that she fought when she was with Vince Bateman and doing the community that had come. A lot of folks who went in office really came from different kind of communities or something. But something happened, they got in. I'm begging them to come together as a group and see what they can do. I really think that got to happen to save our children, save our community, save our education. You know, nobody never came to us and asked us, let's have a meeting in the community about the look, about the elected school board, or let's have a meeting about whether or not we want to do Black history or all this curriculum and stuff. But we got to get back involved, and I'm calling our representative. They all need to meet. All this is not Lori. I'm not saying Lori don't have a hell of a responsibility, because she talked that stuff when she was running about, I'm going to stop the criminal. She have a responsibility, but it don't all fall on her shoulder. And if y'all make that all fall on her shoulder, you're giving other folks a scapegoat. They got to work as a team. Robert. Oh, okay, I'm going to come back to you, Rose, in a minute. Robert?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Dan. Mm-hmm. You asked for people who are in the military to call in, but the educators.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Board of Education has an $8.4 billion budget, an annual budget, and they're funding charter schools. And we need to file a federal complaint that our children aren't educated and first of all, gentrification has also occurred. That decimated the population of the city and the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have concentrated those children who remain in the system. But the charter school systems, and the largest charter system comes out of Turkey.
Out of Turkey?
They shut down Turkey.
Oh,
they
my.
Shut down
That's
the,
something, my
they
brother.
Shut down, they shut down black name schools and open up schools. Gary Como over on South Chicago Avenue is named after a white man. It's a charter school. But they have
Gary Coleman is not white. Gary Coleman was a young black boy.
Oh, he was a black. Okay.
You remember
he's
the one that played the little smart but little short smart bird. But
okay.
Gary Coleman was a young black kid. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the military, I was in the Coast Guard, and I was on the commissioning of a Coast Guard cutter, Salmon P. Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon P. Chase was the Secretary of the Treasury. He would purchase slaves in the South and bring them north and free them. Also, the Roger B. Taney was a Secretary of the Treasury. He was also on the Supreme Court. He made the Dred Scott decision.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Coast Guard discovered that and was exposed last year, they removed his name from the Coast Guard cutter that Baltimore now owns. They took his name off and removed the statue to cover up the history of what Taney.
Yeah, let me ask you that. See, what happened? We got these Europeans all of a sudden want to fight to remove these statues. I always believe that it's fair and you go educate the child as to what it is. Because once they move everything it is, we would be irrelevant. You don't see them trying to take down Peabody statue, who played a major role with J.P. Morgan Chase and with Morgan, House of Morgan, and Elijah Riggs and all of them, in terms of what his role was in slavery. You don't see them taking down that woman who believed in eugenics. They was just anything, Margaret, whatever her name is.
Margaret Sanger.
But those of us.
And Hillary Clinton received the Sanger Award, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's why we have to be careful about letting other folks lead us. Like this woman who just came off a fast, this white woman fasting for reparations for black and brown people. It's a lot of stuff going on, and because our people don't know, it's not good, Robert. You leave it up, but we just gullible and we vulnerable. And our children are suffering because they won't go in the military, and they won't go become a police officer and protect your community. In our community, we at night you got Latin and white folks and folks of foreign descent that's over our police that's in our community. But hey, Robinson and all of them was police officers. They went in and they did certain things. So I mean, it's like they done made our folks check out or something, Robert. We done checked out. I don't understand it.
1,300 black soldiers were massacred on my army base in Camp Van Dorn in Centerville, Mississippi in 1943. I think June of 1943. They need to look that up. But go on and get your other calls.
Okay, thank you so much. We can segue into that's why Jimmy, my son, my oldest son, did a Tim and Hans book, A Great Black American Patriot. And he's a guide to national parks, landmarks, statues, museums, and historical places dedicated to them, so that our youth can visit and study more, so they can see how people, our situation, what we were is not what we believe we were. So they got our people thinking that, I can't do nothing, but I can celebrate Tulsa. How you think them men did it? How you think I'll be well built? I mean, we got to go back to God and family and understand you're not going to make me be less than what God intended for me to be, and this is not who I am. I'm sorry. So she called back. Rosetta called back from the education piece. I told her to call back, and how many more minutes I got? Okay, I got about 8 more minutes, y'all. I got a few lines open. I'm going to try to talk to her about the education piece. That's why I told educators and military people to call in. Black folks funny. Some of them don't want to talk unless they're hating somebody or talking about this and talking about that, but solution-driven, I'm not saying all. I'm not saying all. And once again, I want you to know, Mama D, you was not hung up on that. It was an accident because of the time. So, you know, I love you, my sister. Rosetta? Two minutes to wrap up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I just wanted to get back to what you were talking about with black educators.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 10,000, more like 10 to 14,000 since the late 90s terminated here in Chicago and nationwide. There are almost 200,000, 8 in Detroit, 8 in
God.
New Orleans, and on and on and
can
on.
You have a, maybe you need to have a convention. To pull them together
we're
one place.
On it. I have a group, Cross Teachers. It started here in Chicago. We're now national. We have Coalition and Alliance of Urban School Educators. We're fighting for justice for those teachers. We're also fighting for justice and educational reform for black children.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back and revisit what happened with the removal of language arts supports, and which is causing so many problems in terms of our children being able to compete. We also are working on ELL and ESL curriculum changes, support, like the Hispanics have with our children. I don't know if you remember when they used to talk about the Ebonics and getting support, but we do need that. Our kids.
You
do
need
not
it more than anything now, because they can't read. No, they on and they get, but they're being told them out. What I want you to do, I would like to get a chance to really sit and talk to you. But what they need to do, these Europeans that we are following, is telling our children that to learn English is racist, to learn math is racist. They're also saying chic music is racist. So they'll want to lower the standards so our children don't measure up while they have other stuff for their children and for their, they go to private schools. But I need to talk to you because education is key. Ebony, tell Ebony to get her name and number. I got to go. I don't have time for one more call. One more? Well, 30 seconds. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to take him before I go. I got to take him. He got 30 seconds. Man song.
Hey, hotel.
I got to get you before I go off.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in. Robert McKay is a Dunbar Mighty Man. He came out in 1967, and I came out in 1968.
Uh-huh.
He just got off the phone, and his mother, he's burying his mother today. And
okay.
So I wanted to say condolences to Robert McKay, the
Where's
Honorable
his mother funeral?
Mrs. McKay. It'll be at Leakes. The wake will be at 1 o'clock today on 79th.
Okay.
And at 2 o'clock, the service.
Okay.
I bear witness that Robert McKay has looked out for his mother and father.
And that'll bless
him. He's just an awesome guy.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what have kept us here in this country. That's what have kept us, that kind of stuff. And I love that. Thank you, man, son. And my condolence goes out to him. I'm glad I took you. Okay.
Right on.
Thank you. And also, I was Tim Barrett. Funeral is Tim Barrett of Omega Phi Psi Fraternity Services. It's 7:10 at 1 p.m. at the Higgins Funeral Home, 244 East 138th Street. He went to Morehouse in Chicago State. So you can call Higgins Funeral Home for more information for Tim Barrett. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to take this last call, and I'm gone. And we're going to go out with Aretha Franklin, y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I told Ebony to get Rosetta to get her number. I already told Ebony to get that number at the top. Milt, you got 10 seconds. Okay, Aretha Franklin now. Milt, 10 seconds, my brother. He hung up on me. Okay. Look, y'all. God bless America. I want God to bless America because I live here. And my children live here. We live here. All these folks coming and taking advantage of the resources that you build in your taxes. But our artists and our ministers and everybody else with family and God. And if you don't believe me, that's not clear, huh? Is that clear? And what happened is, I studied. This is what she sang. She was at where she was at when she sang this song. It's not that clear. But 2002, inauguration for President Obama. Thing. U.S. opened with the U.S. opened with the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. Okay. Yeah, she sing for Obama too. I would have thought that's what that was. Okay, y'all. Look, I enjoyed y'all today, and don't let nobody take you. This is your country, the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. Don't let folks laugh in our face and have us hollering and screaming high blood pressure while they moving on. I love y'all. God bless you. Know that our children are very important. And I call them, maybe all the ministers need to just step outside their church on one day, have a sermon and pray. I'm talking, calling on black folks. Get back to where you are. That's not clear song. I can't. Give me, try to fill me some. That's not clear. Okay, a little piece of Rachel Charles. He's in there. He's in a little piece of Ray Charles for me. Yeah, that was, I thought that was, okay, y'all. I thought that was one she did at President Obama's inauguration. So I'm going to go out with Ray Charles, y'all. I thought that was, because she did so beautiful at the president. I was there. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out with Ray Charles. I thought that wasn't a clear one. Okay, y'all, I enjoyed y'all. Let me tell y'all, it's all about the children, it's about God, it's about family. We're going to pray that we have a safe holiday and pray to God direct you. And if you study, you're going to see that everybody who advanced us in this country from being enslaved on to Jim Crow up to now, through Dr. King, everybody, Malcolm, they believed in the higher power, in God. We didn't let America put us, you know, we was always better and bigger. But we've lost that, and we got to get back to God. Hey, y'all, go to church tomorrow. Until next week, America, God bless America. I'll see you next week. I'm going to go out. You about ready? And the one, okay, y'all. And to all the veterans, I salute you. All the black veterans, all the veterans, but all the black veterans and all of our servants, our public servants, I salute you. Until next week. Reparations now, BFWs and all the other places. Salute you, black brethren. In spite of being a former slave, you still did your duty. See you next week.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters, forced to be appealed and by another white man, Mr. President.
Report in the Washington Post reveals 5 out of the 7 board members resigned. At the time, there were concerns about the rising cost of repairs, which ballooned from $9 million to $15 million within 3 years.